Best practices for tailoring learning experiences today. Best practices for tailoring learning experiences are crucial for anyone looking to enhance understanding and engagement. In this article, you will explore personalized learning and discover how it can truly benefit you. You'll learn about the power of adaptive learning strategies and how they can support different learners. Whether you are a teacher or a learner, you'll find tips for implementing differentiated instruction and using feedback loops for continuous improvement. Get ready to dive into a world where learning meets individual needs. Understanding personalized learning for better outcomes. What is personalized learning? Personalized learning is all about customizing education to fit your needs. Instead of a one-size-fits-all approach, it focuses on what works best for you. This means you can learn at your own pace, using methods that resonate with your style. Imagine being able to choose topics that excite you or exploring subjects in ways that make sense to you. This approach is designed to make learning more relevant and engaging. Benefits of personalized learning for you. When you embrace personalized learning, you open the door to numerous benefits. Here are a few key advantages. 1. Increased motivation. You feel more invested in your learning journey. 2. Improved understanding. Concepts become clearer when they relate to your life. 3. Flexible learning. You can adjust your schedule to fit your lifestyle. 4. Better performance. Tailored learning often leads to better grades and skills. These benefits can help you thrive in your educational journey. It's like having a personal coach guiding you along the way. How personalized learning boosts learner engagement. Personalized learning is a game changer for engagement. Here's how it works. 1. Choice. You get to choose what you learn. This makes you excited to dive into new topics. 2. Pacing. You can move as fast or slow as you need. This means you won't feel rushed or bored. 3. Feedback. You receive tailored feedback that helps you improve. This guidance is crucial for your growth. Think of it as a road trip where you can decide the stops along the way. You can explore areas that interest you, making the journey more enjoyable and meaningful. Effective adaptive learning strategies. You can use key adaptive learning strategies to implement. Adaptive learning is all about customizing education to fit your needs. Here are some key strategies you can put into action. 1. Assess student needs. Start by finding out what you or your learners already know. This helps in identifying gaps in knowledge. 2. Set personal goals. Create specific learning goals. This way, you can track progress and stay motivated. 3. Use varied resources. Incorporate videos, quizzes, and interactive tools. Different formats keep learning fresh and engaging. 4. Frequent feedback. Get regular feedback on your progress. This helps you understand what works and what doesn't. 5. Flexible pacing. Allow learners to move at their own speed. Some may need more time on certain topics, while others may breeze through. How adaptive learning supports different learners. Adaptive learning is like a tailored suit. It fits everyone differently. Here's how it supports various learners. 1. Visual learners. Use diagrams and videos to illustrate concepts. 2. Auditory learners. Incorporate podcasts and discussions for better retention. 3. Kinesthetic learners. Engage with hands-on activities to reinforce learning. 4. Advanced learners. Provide challenging materials to keep them engaged. 5. Struggling learners. Offer extra help and simpler resources to build confidence. This approach ensures that everyone can thrive in their learning journey. The role of technology in adaptive learning. Technology is the backbone of adaptive learning. It helps in creating a dynamic learning environment. Here's how. 1. Data analysis. Platforms track progress and adapt content based on performance. 2. Personalized learning paths. Software can create a unique learning path for each student. 3. Accessibility. Online tools make learning available anytime, anywhere. 4. Engagement tools. Interactive apps keep learners interested and motivated. With technology, you can dive into a world of limitless possibilities for your education. Implementing differentiated instruction in your classroom. What is differentiated instruction? Differentiated instruction is a teaching approach that recognizes that every student learns differently. It's about meeting students where they are and providing them with tailored learning experiences. Instead of using a one-size-fits-all method, you focus on each student's needs, interests, and abilities. This means adjusting your teaching strategies to help all your students succeed. Tips for successful differentiated instruction. To make differentiated instruction work in your classroom, consider the following tips. 1. Know your students. Take the time to learn about your students' strengths, weaknesses, and interests. This knowledge will help you create lessons that resonate with them. 2. Flexible grouping. Change your groups often. Sometimes students can work better in pairs, while other times they might thrive in larger groups. 3. Variety of activities. Offer different types of activities. Some students may enjoy hands-on projects, while others might prefer reading or writing tasks. 4. Choice boards. Create a choice board with various activities that students can pick from. This gives them the power to choose what they want to learn. Here's a simple table to help you remember these tips. 1. Know your students. Understand their strengths and interests. 2. Flexible grouping. Change groups regularly for different dynamics. 3. Variety of activities. Offer a mix of hands-on, reading, and writing tasks. 4. Choice boards. Let students choose from different activities. Using continuous feedback loops for improvement. One of the best practices for tailoring learning experiences is to use continuous feedback loops. This means regularly checking in with your students about their understanding and progress. Here's how you can do it. 1. Ask questions. After a lesson, ask open-ended questions to gauge their understanding. 2. Quick assessments. Use short quizzes or exit tickets to see what they've learned. 3. Student reflection. Encourage students to reflect on their learning. What did they enjoy? What was challenging? 4. Adjust your teaching. Use the feedback to tweak your lessons. If something isn't working, don't hesitate to change it. By creating a feedback loop, you'll be able to adapt your teaching and help your students grow.